Hey, welcome to another episode of Now in My Glass. Yes, I know it's been a long time, and I know, trust me, I've been thinking to myself, Neen, what is going on, girl? How come you haven't been taping episodes of Now in My Glass? Like, what is really, what's good? And you know, life just got in the way, I'll be honest, because I'm sure if you follow me on Facebook or you follow me on Twitter, you know that I've still been out here doing my thing and still putting, you know, drinks in my glass. So don't really know why it's taking me so long to get back here, but that's okay. I'm back, right? And isn't that the most important part? Okay, so let's go ahead and move on. So today I'm going to talk to you about ciders. And the ciders I'm talking about are hard ciders that are made from fermented juice of apples. We're not talking about apple ciders like the mom's organic cider. We're not talking about, as one of my friends thought, hard cider was beer. Nope, straight apples, fermented juice. That's what we're talking about today. And I know it's kind of weird, you know, for some people, they still do kind of get that, wait a minute, hard cider, apple cider, mom's organic, different. Now, you know, I know the average cider for some folks may be like Angry Orchard, or it could be Reds, or maybe even Strongbow for some people. But, you know, there's so many different ciders out there for people to try, right? And, you know, not that I'm throwing shade at Angry Orchard, but, you know, they add a lot of sugar to their ciders. Now, you know, ciders can range from dry to sweet. There are even some really yummy sparkling ciders out there. So, you know, and ciders are really good for, you know, folks that are like healthy. Maybe they could be like, you know, you might have like a gluten-free diet, and you may be thinking, gosh, what can I drink when I go out? Ciders are great, you know, or could even be really great for somebody who may not be really into wine and may be looking to do something different when they go out with their wine friends. Cider is a good way to go. I mean, there's so many different types of cider. You could, you know, do the popular Stella Artois has a cidre. You have hop ciders, you know, you have different flavored ciders. I mean, the door is open to, you know, then you have the Spanish ciders, you know, cidres. Now the different things between those is, you know, cidres or Spanish ciders are normally like really funky, really earthy. So, you know, if you're not really like down for a sour taste, I would kind of still like, I would steer clear from those, because then you're going to be like, wait, what happened? Now, granted, they have some really yummy, sparkling, you know, cidres, but, you know, okay, I don't want to say do baby steps, but let's do baby steps when it comes to cidres, okay? And you know what else is really good? Ciders can be, you know, you can drink them all year long. That's the super awesome thing about ciders too. You can drink them in the cold weather, like you can do warm cider. There's so many good recipes online. I was just looking right before I did this taping. Or in the spring, summer, which on the East Coast, I know we're like, please hurry up spring, please hurry up summer, which I never thought I would ever say hurry up summer in my life, because I don't like the heat, and everybody that knows me knows I don't like heat, but I'm starting not to like the winters very much. Yeah. But anyway, okay, let me get back to what I was talking about. So, you know, some really awesome, yummy, warm cider recipes online. Again, in the summertime, you can get a cold, you know, delicious cider. I mean, like I said, there's hop cider, flavored ciders. There's like a citrus cider, you know, and if you decide to do like a pear, that's a pear cider, which is actually called Perry, but that's delicious. They have like, you know, like I said earlier, sparkling ciders, so many different things to try. That's not your average cider, right? So, okay. All right. You know what I always say? My motto is let's drink what we like and try something new. And if you want to share what is in your glass or share a funny experience that you had while drinking, yeah, I totally lost the other email. Like I don't even remember what the login number information is. So don't judge me. So now I have a new one. So the new one is called foreverinmyglass@gmail.com. So if you want to hit me up on there, please feel free to do so. And again, as always, enjoy your beverage.